Good morning. You're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a guide to a close fellowship with God, and it is written by Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic we'll be looking at God hates hypocrisy. God hates hypocrisy. And our memories shall be taken from the book of Job chapter 13 verse 16. I read, "He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him." Acts chapter 5 verse 1 to 11. That's what we'll be taking our reading from. I read, "But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the prize, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the prize of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. But Ananias, hearing those words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yes, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straight away at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. A Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Judges chapter 17 to chapter 19. And our hymn 31, "Yield Not to Temptation." Today's devotional, God Hates Hypocrisy. In Mark 11, 12 to 20, the Bible tells us about a fig tree that failed to produce fruit for Jesus to eat when he was hungry. Usually when figs are in season, fig trees give a sign by producing many leaves, signaling that there are fruits on them. The fig tree in this passage, however, had leaves but no fruit. It was a show of hypocrisy. It is also a show of hypocrisy when a minister leads prayers or worship in church and puts up an impressive physical performance, but hardly prays or worships in private. A preacher once said that some believers pretend to be very strong in the Lord when they have just failed him. In Job chapter 8 verse 13, the Bible says that the hope of hypocrites will perish. Today's memory verse also tells us that God doesn't want hypocrites in his presence. This is a serious warning to believers. Job 15:34 says that the congregation of hypocrites will be barren. And Job 25 says that the joy of a hypocrite will not last, because it is for a moment. One of the passages in the Bible that challenged me as a young Christian is the story of Ananias and Sapphira, which is today's Bible's reading. The couple sold a piece of land, kept a part of the money, lied to Peter about it, and this cost them their lives. I thought their punishment was harsh. The land and the money was theirs, after all. However, the issue was that Ananias and Sapphira attempted to deceive the church. God hates lies, and no liar will go to heaven. Revelation 21 verse 8. As I studied the couple's story, I discovered that God punished them because they were hypocrites. Many believers fall into the trap of hypocrisy when they fail to give accurate reports of things that are entrusted into their care. Even some pastors are known to inflate their church's attendance records. And when they are asked how the church is doing, they say, "Great." I believe that a fellow is not doing great until the person doubles what the Lord has placed in his or her hand. As we see in the parable of the talents, Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. Beloved, when you pretend to be who you are not, just because you want to look good in the eyes of the people around you, you are only deceiving yourself. Rather, seek God's face to help you to become who He wants you to be. Key point. Hypocrisy attracts God's anger. Avoid it. Key point. Hypocrisy attracts God's anger. Avoid it. The Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Till I come your way again next time, kindly have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye. Ask our Savior to help you.